I thought this could be a very good topic to talk about, just not as a podcast, but just kind of like a reminder. Sometimes we get hired to do certain works for individuals, and when there is no clear communication or understanding of what we are doing as practitioners, there can be many mistakes that can happen in between a work. I posted a picture of a home, and it was funny because I got hired to do a work. Now, I'm not going to explain to you the details of it, and as a matter of fact, it is not the topic of conversation that I'm going to be focusing on today. But in a way, it does have some intertwining relationships to what I'm going to be talking about. But I thought about it and I said, there is that fine line of how you can manipulate some energy to work certain things in a person's favor. And if you don't do it right, there is a backlash, negative impact. So I was laying down and thinking, because I like to think about how I'm going to do certain works. And I was thinking about something from a while ago. And I'm talking about 3 to 4 years ago type of thing, where there was a situation where a group of individuals came together and tried to displace someone out of their home. Worked day and night doing spiritual works to remove a person out of their home that was rightfully theirs to live in. And what happened was, when that person was living in that home, that person had the blessings to live in that home. That person had every right to live in that home. And the universe had supported that person to live in that home. But then you had a group of individuals come together to work for the owner of the house. And the owner of the house said, I need you to remove this person. While the individual who was living there rightfully could continue living there. Okay, so here's what we call a little injustice. So the universe does everything to keep the person in the home. But eventually, you know, you have the justice system, you have certain, you know, things that you have to deal with in the physical world. Well, eventually, you know, you have to get out of, right? So if that means that the court system says you have to leave the home, you have to leave the home. But the universe doesn't see that the same way, like an eye-to-eye situation, right? Because you have the spiritual world and then you have the physical world. So the physical world is like, okay, well, you spent X amount of time in this house. You have to, you know, you have to leave because the owner wants the property back because the property is going to be sold. And there are individuals obviously doing spiritual work to remove the person from the house, right? This was a job that I had taken on. So finally, what happened was the person left the house, packed everything up and left and went and found a new home. The person actually ended up receiving a better home, a larger home, even to the point where the rent was less. But guess what happened to all of those individuals that were working against the universe? All of those individuals lost their home, where they owned properties and the properties were either seized or something occurred and the people had to leave their home, leaving them without ownership of their own home. So it is a very tricky thing when we get hired to do certain works to manipulate housing situations, business situations. You as a practitioner really need to think about what the universe is saying and what you are saying. And then you have what the spirit in between is saying. Understand that the way that I work is that I work with my higher self. I pay attention to what my higher self says. The spirit can say many things. Do I have respect for it? Yes. Do I put everything in and everything that I have into spirit? Absolutely not. And then there is something called the universe, where the universe has its own time and its own reasons. So when you understand how the universe cycles and you understand how something positive can go negative or something negative can go positive, that's where you will stand out and that's where things will work either in your favor or against you. So doing works to displace people out of their home has a very hefty karma. And most of the time, those are karmas, depending on the situation, depending on the person, that could be what we call instant, or it could be what will be coming later on in someone's life, where it could be 10 to 20 years, where you need a home for the, you know, to retire in, and you now don't have a home to live in. Or it can carry over, depending on how much karma you have accumulated, into the next life. But understand that it is extremely important to pay attention to everything around you. Pay attention to your higher self and what it says. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it, because the gut is what we call that intuition. So this was just a little reminder. Again, this is not the work that I am doing presently. I'm doing something else for someone. But it had a hairline of a opportunity to do something like that. And I refused to do it just because of the karma that it holds. And then it took me back to a memory of something I have done in the past. And what happened. So it's just a little bit of an experience voice note, something to pay attention to. And always remember, the practitioner does have karma. What you do will impact you, whether in a negative manner or a positive manner. Do not think that you are immune to karmic reaction.